And joining me via telephone this morning is Peggy Lawrence from the Six Rivers National Forest. We've got a lot of fires going on out there, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yeah. And we have fires on all four of our ranger districts. They were all started by lightning last week, Thursday and Friday. So we've been quite busy going after the fires.
Excellent. Yeah. So basically, I just wanted an update, I guess an up-to-the-minute update on what is going on with those fires.
Okay. Starting at the north end of the forest, the Gaskey Complex has six active fires for a total of 910 acres with 2% containment. On the Orleans Ranger District, there are eight fires, and the largest one is the Nikowitz Fire at 60 acres and 45% contained. The River Complex on the Lower Trinity Ranger District comprises five fires, and it's burning on both the Six Rivers and Shasta Trinity National Forest right next door. The estimated acreage burned is 7,059 acres there. The Mad River Complex on the Mad River Ranger District has four fires, and they have burned 13,802 acres.
Wow.
The largest two fires are on both sides of Ruth Lake, the Pickett and the Goober Fire. The Route Complex is also on the Mad River Ranger District, has seven fires, and they have burned 14,141 acres as of last night.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. What kind of containment are we looking at in Ruth Lake?
Containment is about 8%.
Not much.
Right. And our fire chief, Mike Minton, talked about that last night. And he said one of the challenges on containing the fires around Ruth Lake is that there are so many structures out there, is that we've had to focus on structure protection and haven't gotten as much around the perimeter of the fires.
Right, that is tough. Plus, the resources are spread so thin, there's so many fires going on.
Right, and we have crews from all over the place. We have crews from Florida. We have crews from Utah. I just can't remember all the locations that we have them all, but we've got a lot of crews from out of the area coming in to help us.
Yeah,
and that's one of the beauties of the Forest Service is that all of our people who are out on the line fighting fires and or doing whatever they are in operating equipment have all the same training.
That's wonderful. I know. Last I saw, there was thousands of firefighters out there, right?
Yes. And we have more on the way.
That is good news. So, with such a small amount of containment, I assume these fires are probably going to be lasting for a while.
Yes, and if you folks already know that we've had a 4-year drought,
right.
And the fuels out there are very, very dry, and the fires just moved rapidly. One person said they thought it was a train coming.
Wow.
It just burned the fire. One of the fires at Ruth Lake went from 350 acres to 1,000 acres in one day.
That is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Wow. And
one of the pieces of good news about this whole set of fire activities is we have had no reported injuries.
Well, that's certainly good news.
Now, right,
of course,
and, you know, knowing the terrain that we're fighting fire in, it's not flat.
No, absolutely not. This is very hilly country. And, of course, Air Quality Management District has put out air quality warnings for many areas near the fires for very poor air quality.
That's correct. That's correct. People who have health conditions or the very young or the elderly, they're warned to take care of themselves, to stay indoors. If they can come to the coast to just get out of the smoky part, then that would be another option.
Wow. Yeah, we wish all the firefighters the absolute best. They're putting in long hours, working very hard, and it's tedious work and very slow going with the terrain and having to protect so many structures.
Right, and the firefighters all know that safety is job number one, and they all of the fire leadership and so forth are emphasizing that. And our forest supervisor, Merv George, has said there is no piece of territory, no structure, no building that is more important than the safety of our firefighters. Everyone comes home every night.
Excellent. Well, thank you much, Peggy, for taking the time to talk with us this morning. I know a lot of people are curious as to what is going on. It's just good to hear every once in a while you know, from someone directly what is going on. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. And people can go to, we have a Facebook account at Six Rivers National Forest, and information is posted on Facebook. And we also post on InciWeb, InciWeb, all the fires that we are working with. So people have those other two options as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Peggy. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Cliff.
All righty. That is Peggy Lawrence there, giving us the up-to-the-minute information on what is going on with those fires. And, of course, information is constantly being updated at the Lost Coast Outpost as well.